Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports, brought to you by the WBO. The World Boxing Organization.
Pedro, let me tell you congratulations on your long time in radio, you are your team, and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another, but I'm going to get the job done.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenido, ladies and gentlemen, live emanating from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studio in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Knocking out all bums for 35, make that 36 years now. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and about 1,000 other internet platforms. This hour, I bring you the excitement of a guy that, man, I've been watching him in the ring, of course, since I was a baby. I kid you not. He was a cut man. We were in Northern California. He was an aspiring cut man. He couldn't make it here because nobody wanted to show him anything. Nobody wanted to teach him anything. So he went to Las Vegas and he honed his craft. And of course, now he's the world's greatest cut man. I'm talking about Jacob Stitch Duran. If ever there was a nickname that fit a guy, it's Stitch. It's Stitch Duran. And Stitch Duran will be here about 20 minutes past the hour. We'll talk boxing, MMA, of course. The preeminent cut man. And when we're talking cut man, we're talking about guys that actually, they don't have any needles or thread or anything like that. They're not sewing people up during the ring. They have to deal with open wounds. And they've got to get those open wounds to stop bleeding, of course. And Stitch is the king of that, no doubt about that. We'll also delve into the world of CBDs. Of course, they're part of the marijuana plant, the part of the marijuana plant that doesn't get you high. Wink, wink. I'm just kidding. They don't. But I'll talk about CBDs, Devin Haney, and how my exposure to CBDs has changed my life in a matter for, I think I'll blow your mind after the break. Bottom line is, we're talking CBDs after the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And if you don't know it, you know it in about an hour.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check it, sports fans. You're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide in exclusive Sports Byline production. In May of 2019, I was fat shamed. I kid you not. I was in a nightclub here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Actually, in Brisbane, California, right on the border. And some girl that I knew for a long time, she said to me, you know, she was like pointing me like three, like waving, like, I don't know. I thought maybe she wanted to talk in 3 minutes or something. Like, we're out there on the dance floor cutting it up, right? She was like holding up the three. So I couldn't with her. I said, what are you doing? So anyway, I said to her, what's up with the three? She goes, you look 3 months pregnant. I said, what? She goes, yeah, you look 3 months pregnant. She goes, you know, you used to have a flat body and this and that, but you just gotten old, Petey. I mean, look at you, man. You're fat and sloppy now. And I said, whoa. And I didn't think nothing of it at the moment. I thought maybe she was popping off and, you know, she had a few drinks and this and that. And anyway, the bottom line is I went home and looked in the mirror. I was 185 pounds. And I said to myself, maybe there's some merit to that. Maybe there's some merit to that. But you got to realize, you know, I fell 40 feet through a roof and a ceiling. So when I fell through the first room, when I fell through the roof looking for a burglar, and the ceiling was what slowed me down from hitting the cement floor at the bottom eventually. So the ceiling was 12 feet above the floor, and the ceiling was about, and the roof was about 18 feet above that. So we're talking about a 40-foot fall. I'll never forget what the other cops were saying, Officer Fazio, and then when they're looking down at the hole, I could just hear him. I couldn't see him, but I hear him. I go, he's dead. No, I wasn't dead. But my spine was destroyed. It just was. I mean, eventually it would be degenerative disc disease, spinaliosis. I can go on and on. Bottom line is I've got some nasty, nasty looking discs in my back. So there's no doubt about that. And I wanted to train. I mean, I've always wanted to train. I always, like, dieted and watched my weight and things like that. I put the extra 9 yards, but I put on this weight. And you realize you don't put on the weight, see, because you can sort of, like, just loosen the belt up a notch or two. And I ended up loosening up like 3 or 4 notches, okay? So I went from a 34-inch waist down to a 29.5-inch waist. Feeling pretty good about that, all because I got fat-shamed. And I think that being fat-shamed has some positive aspects to it because it turned me around. Anyway, the reason why I brought up the fat-shaming this was I didn't want to, like, boast about anything. I had to train. I mean, I went to my doctor, and she gave my doctor, she's a beautiful Latina here in the city, by the bay. And I went to her, and I said, Dr. G, I said, man, I said, what's up? She goes, well, you know, maybe you want to diet a little bit more. And I said, look, I eat, like, pencils as it is. I mean, nuts and berries and that kind of good stuff. So what are you talking about? So anyway, the diet wasn't the issue. I had to get out there and do something. But after falling through that roof, the arthritis, the whole 9 yards, getting up in the morning and taking 35 to 40 minutes to stretch, you know, doing the bathtub yoga. And if you take a bath and you've got some back issues or some spine issues, there's all kinds of stretches you can do in the bathtub. Just loosen up that lower back, the upper back, the legs, the thighs, the hamstrings, all the quads, everything, your calves. And you all can do it all from a seated position. I kid you not. And you can loosen that back up as well. So what I'm trying to tell you is I do this I call it ghetto yoga in the bathtub, but it was the CBDs. Is when I started taking the CBDs, I wasn't waking up in pain anymore. And I was like tripping on it. You know, I mean, at first you didn't trip on it. It took about 2.5, 3 weeks. And then I started realizing I was waking up in the morning and I wasn't stiff. You know, not like you want to be, not the Viagra type of stiff. Okay. But I wasn't stiff. And I was tripping on it. I said, what's the difference? So this went on for about 6 to 8 months, 9 months now. It's been almost 10 months. And I went to my eye doctor, and the eye doctor says to me, Pedro, your vision's getting better. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, we're cutting your prescription back from this to that. I wear contacts. Okay. They're not real thick or anything like that. I think they're plus 175 or plus 150, something like that. Anyway, he cut them down to even less than that. And I could see perfectly with the contacts, reading up close, this and this. So all these things I'm starting to say to myself, what have I done different in the last year that I hadn't been doing before? Because I felt I'm not BSing either. I felt like I can go out and do it. I felt like I can go out and do anything. I mean, I was just like, whoa, all pumped up, happy, feeling great. Started running. Eventually, it was like I'll be honest with you. I was lazy at first. I couldn't run. Couldn't motivate myself. So what I did was I hired Uber. And Uber would come and get me at the house, and I would take them and I would have them drive me 2.5-3 miles from the house. And I'm not going to walk back, okay? I mean, not all the way. Anyway, so I had to run back. So that was the motivation. That got me running in May, and I ended up dropping about 22 pounds originally. Now it's down like to 29. But at the end of the day, I was able to do this because I was vaping CBDs. And, of course, a lot of people say, you know, hey, man, this vaping stuff, it's scary. The only reason why people are dying from vaping or were dying from vaping is that they were sucking on black market vape pens. In other words, you know, Chewy or Louie or Andre, whoever it was making this stuff in his basement. And he's selling you, you're buying stuff, buying oil that some guy's making in his basement. And guess what? People started dying left and right. I mean, across the country, dying, different lung diseases. And, of course, this caused President Trump to say, no on vapes, and yes on vapes, and no on vapes. Forget him. He's an idiot. Anyway, the bottom line is, what I'm trying to tell you is, California, for the most part, I mean, if you don't buy your stuff black market, it's all inspected. It's all been approved by the state. And when I say approved by the state is that, you know, especially the California brand, I call it, it's a brand, it's called Select Brand. They offer a great CBD pen. It's a 1-to-1 CBD pen. They've got a 2-to-1 CBD pen, a 3-to-1 CBD pen. And you can buy this cartridge for like $30 for a half a gram or 55 for a whole gram, 45, depending on the price, okay? And you start sucking on this thing and you say to yourself, you know, it's making me feel good right away. So I was taking the CBD drops for 3 or 4 weeks, and then I was feeling really great. And I said to myself, you know, I'll vape a little bit. And, you know, and when you get the 1-to-1 thing going on, meaning it's half THC and half CBDs, you get to get a buzz too. So it's like a win-win situation. That's what I'm trying to tell you. At the end of the day, you can do CBDs that have no psychoactive event. How boring. Anyway, have no psychoactive event like Cuddy does. He wants a psychoactive event. We all want it. But the bottom line is it has none of those. It doesn't get you high. It doesn't get you buzzed. You don't want to eat a whole lot of bunch of – you don't get the munchies and that kind of good stuff. But what it does is it puts you in a different – how can I put this? A different spectrum. You're in a different world. You just are. Your body feels totally different. And I'm not getting any money here to say that CBDs are the next answer to everything. But I'm telling you, as far as pain's concerned, you know, if the American Medical Association really want to get behind us, I think it's a whole lot better. CBDs are a whole lot better than the heroin tablets and, of course, the opium epidemic that we're going through in this country right now. Had they supplied these people? Guess what? Where there's medical marijuana, we all looked this up a couple weeks ago, where there's medical marijuana in the United States, opium use is down some as much as 65%. Come on! Come on, what does that tell you? Why isn't somebody waking up and saying, hey, man, there's a correlation between weed and CBDs and the fact that people are giving up heroin. I remember a friend of mine, the great Dennis Perrone. Of course, he wrote the 1996 law, the Medical Marijuana Act, right here in California. Of course, that was the beginning. That started it all. After that, other states jumped on board, and eventually weed would become legal. Dennis died about a year and a half ago, shortly after after marijuana was legalized here in California. So I was so happy for him that he got to see that. But, you know, he was an alcoholic. He was a raging alcoholic, and he didn't know what to do. I mean, this was back in the 60s. He was a Vietnam veteran, traumatized by the war and this and that. And he started smoking weed, and he realized the therapeutic effects of smoking weed. And then, of course, he became the godfather of medical marijuana, having dens, marijuana dens for the public in the 1970s. I kid you not, in the Castro neighborhood right here in San Francisco. Of course, the cops would come and bust them, and then the DA told him, leave him alone. The district attorney told him, leave him alone. Of course, Dennis Perrone will go on to great heights as far as the world of medical marijuana is concerned. But Devin Haney now, of course, has got his own business. Of course, Devin Haney, the WBC lightweight champion, is outstanding fighter, no doubt about that, but he's got a champion. It's called WEDM. It's an acronym for William Everett Devin Miles. Of course, William Everett Haney, and Devin Miles Haney, that's his father, of course. And they've been doing this for about two or three years now. They're trying to put this CBD thing together. They've got it together. I think that they know their limits as far as prescription, milligrams, that kind of good stuff's concerned. And, you know, it's sort of hit and miss with CBDs, because sometimes you can suck on a vape and you feel fantastic. Your back pain just goes away instantly. I kid you not. You can suck on a vape pen and you can get instant pain relief, instant, because it's going right into your system, instant, okay? And you say to yourself, whoa, I didn't feel this way 10 minutes ago. A couple of puffs of CBDs, especially mixed with a little THC off that vape pen, will take good care of you. So Devin Haney's on the right track. We wish him and his father the very best with WEDN. Straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports by Loud Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Paige Orford, as we're talking boxing MMA today, only on Sports Byline. This is the East Bay, so let this music play for just a second, Cuddy. Greg Adams, founder of East Bay Soul, founding member of Tower of Power. Me and him go back to get this. 1968. Wow, Greg's still rocking and rolling. East Bay Soul. Check them out. EastBaySoul.com. I think they're coming to Yoshi's in Oakland, I think, in April of 2020. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's take it to the city by the, of course, Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and bring in our very own Stitcher Ann. When I say our very own, is that he came from here. He's from our neck of the woods, Northern California. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Stitcher Ann, the preeminent cut man of all of boxing and MMA. How are you this morning, sir?
Hey, man, even better. I heard about Tower of Power. Remember bump checks on the side of that liquor store in Oakland?
Yeah, remember that? Classic. Yeah. The bump check song, yeah. that was the East, I think that was the East Bay Grease or the Bump City album. They had it on the back of the album there. That was an amazing, yeah. Willie Fulton, I think the late guitar player. Yeah, that picture was pretty good. And then, of course, the third album cover, people don't realize this, they recorded the entire third album except for one song. It was called So Very Hard to Go. They recorded the entire third album with Rick Stevens, with my buddy, my great friend, the late Rick Stevens, of course, passed away a couple years ago after spending 35 years in Betty Ford rehab for some drug related issues. But anyway, Lenny Williams, Rick Stevens, you remember all those guys, the Tower of Power godfathers here in Northern California. Lenny's still rocking and rolling. Lenny still tours.
Yeah, I know it. I know, you know, bless their hearts, man. Yeah, Tower of Power was the Oakland band of now and every time.
Okay, time to put, now that I've softened them up a little bit, folks, time to put, yeah, you caught that one, right? Now that I've softened our guest, Jake Sistran, up a little bit, I'm going to get right down to the nitty-gritty, okay? When I was a cop in San Francisco, I used to have relationships with pimps. And the relationship I had with pimps was I tried to keep peace on the street, and I had to know what's going on. And in other words, when you lean on guys, they'd have traffic, like they wouldn't, their license plate wouldn't be up to date or something like that. And then you get to pull them over and tell them, blah, you know, your license plate ain't going on, blah, 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 blah. And then you get to lean on them maybe for some type of relationship. Anyway, the bottom line was I knew that the girls working for these guys on the streets of San Francisco, and no, not the TV show. I'm talking about the streets, the corners, the tenderloin. They weren't making, they were not netting 8 to 12% of their take. In other words, if you send a girl out to do a $200 piece of work, you weren't going to give her 16 bucks afterwards, okay? You couldn't do it. But in the world of the UFC, that's their marketing plan. They give the fighters 8 to 12%. You talk about pimps, man. They got it going on.
Yeah, yeah. What took so long to figure that one out, right? I agree. You know, and that was a big issue that people are talking about, you know, they want to be compared to the guys in the A level. Well, if they're going to be with the big boys, pay them like they pay the big boys.
Well, you know what sort of really killed me was that Brian Ortega can't seem to get any fights because he's got a big mouth. And he called out Dana White. You know, he's 125-pound, 135-pound champion. He should be like a double division champion. They should really be pushing him. And they're not pushing him because he's got a bit of an attitude. And then, of course, they had the Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz clash in Madison Square Garden. I think it drew like an $11 million gate. And the winner of the fight got a $500,000 purse and a $50,000 bonus. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I agree, man. And, you know, you look at these guys, and it's such a new sport, Pedro, that they, you know, everybody's independent contractors, not like they are in the other major leagues and all that. But, you know, everybody was always talking about a union or association or something like that. But, yeah, you know, they all have to come forward and speak out about unfair practices, and they're not doing it. You know, I know there's been groups that have tried to put programs together, and, you know, they're protecting their own selves before they work as a group to protect everybody and the future of the game.
Okay, is that lawsuit against Zuffa Sports, has that ever culminated there in Las Vegas? I know it was brewing for, like, a long time. Did it ever go to court?
I think it did. I haven't heard anything. Actually, I don't know. You know, I thought that they were going to go to court or they had some kind of session here, but nothing was ever relayed to the public. At least I didn't see anything. So I don't know.
You know, I knew guys, and I'll admit it right now, Kyle Kingsbury was my buddy. I call him Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, sure. he was a light heavyweight fighter out of the South Bay. And they signed him to a contract, and they immediately threw him into a death match. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not and you know what? You and I know athletes. We know the fact that this is not a joke. This is not a joke. I mean, you're going to sign a guy, and then you're going to put him in death match after death match after death match, and eventually even the best lose death matches. I mean, it's not like, you know, Ric Flair and Terry Funk going around the country every night and having a death match. These death matches are leaving permanent scars.
Oh, you know, and I've seen the transition, Pedro, when I first started with MMA, the UFC, and all that. But years later, as it goes down the line, you know, some of the guys, some of the athletes I've spoken to, their speech pattern has been a little changed, you know. So I see the damage that's being accrued, you know, through the long version of what these guys are doing. And it's a tough, tough sport, man. These guys are modern-day gladiators. So, you know, we got to protect them somehow.
Okay, so here's where I'm leading to. This is what I'm leading to, okay? I don't think... If you're taking an ass whooping in an MMA fight, elbows and all that kind of good stuff, and you're gashing and you're bleeding this and that, and the chances of you winning are so minimal and so small, I don't think you should have to take any more punishment. I really don't think so. I mean, I look back at that Brian Ortega fight with Max Holloway like a year, 15 months ago, and I think that fight destroyed Max Ortega for the rest of his life. I think he'll never, ever, ever be the same. And I'm not talking about just skill-wise. Of course, he tore his ACL and he's having surgery. But I'm not talking about skill-wise. I'm talking about neurologically. You can't take that kind of beating, a sustained beating like that. I mean, and it's not like boxing, Stitch, where if you take up, if you're on the ground and some guy's hitting you on the ground, your head's not going anywhere. There's no shock absorber in your neck to absorb that punch. It's you on the ground. So the punishment is overwhelming. They're not getting enough money for it. I'm absolutely appalled by it. I thought that Scott Coker was going to be able to do some big things as far as MMA is concerned. I know he had a big budget. I can't remember who the sponsor was, but he had a big budget and some cable network, and that didn't seem to work for him, because all he's done is sign a bunch of guys that the US or UFC has-beens. And I mean, his recent main event, I think, was Rampage Jackson and Fedor, and those guys are like older than you and me.
Yeah, and you know what we're talking about it just the other day. That's a good point about, you know, what techniques cause damage. To me, I think what needs to be changed is, you're talking about the ground and pound on the ground. But, you know, you've seen guys getting hit, you know, standing up, and they get knocked out. And when they get down on the ground, they're defenseless. These guys jump on them and throw additional two or three different punches. I think that's the most serious situation. That rule needs to be changed. So, you know, they have to understand that they know when the fighter's knocked out. And, you know, don't go after them. You know, they got to protect each other. These guys, you know, they're warriors. But a lot of them are friends, but, you know, I know you got that killer instinct, but, you know, don't do it when the guy's unconscious.
This is our business. This is our livelihood. And yet people, you know, people suffer major negative aspects from combat sports. And you talked about guys having speech patterns change. What I notice the most with guys is that I'm looking at them and one eye's looking at me and the other eye's just slightly off kilt. And that's where I sort of notice. That's where I notice neurological damage. Of course, I see that in the current IBF welterweight champion Errol Spence, who survived that car accident a few months ago. I think he's got some neurological damage, and I don't think he'll ever come back and be. In fact, here's what's up, Stitch. I'm telling you right now, if Errol Spence wants an opponent, I will come out of retirement and fight Errol Spence because I think I've got a shot after him getting flipping out of that car at 93 miles per hour. And get this, Flip, Stitch. He had a $100,000 handgun in the car. What he's got a $300,000 car, but he's got a $100,000 handgun. He got some pearl handled gun or something like that. But imagine, I mean, what mindset makes you buy a $100,000 handgun?
And you know, my question was going to be why. that's ridiculous, and it's a shame to see so many of these young boxers that reach stardom right away and they get all this money, and they don't know what to do with it. But it's a consistent thing that goes on in this system.
Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, if you get the right people around you, and you need to get the right people.
Of course.
But
yeah, of course, that's number one.
But you have to go into it with that mindset. I mean, here's what's up. I don't think the Diaz brothers have done absolutely phenomenal, okay, both Nate and Nick. But guess what? Cesar Gracie's made them a lot of money. Okay?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they've made a lot. I mean, those guys, they ain't kicking it for nothing. Anyway, we're going to talk about CBDs in the world of sports after the break. And, of course, I'm going to ask you about Francis Ngannou, of course, the heavyweight sensation, and if he can make it in the world of boxing. And, of course, he hits harder than any heavyweight on the planet, according to that UFC punch machine. And I've seen him now destroy guys. Outside of Stipe Miocic, of course, who sort of schooled him there in that first fight, I think he might be unbeatable. So it's more with Jacob Stitch during after the break, folks. You can join us. Of course, I love to have this guy on the show. I feel blessed when he's on here. Of course, his wisdom, his knowledge, the fact that he's been around longer than dirt. He is the man. There's no doubt about it. He and I both, we live age, but we're aged. But the bottom line is we know what we're talking about. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. More with Stitch Duran after the break.
But what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope. One small
decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by
state. Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Veronica Bennett, baby. I'm talking about Ronnie Spector, the Ronettes, 1964. I chat with her every once in a while. She was supposed to come to San Francisco last year. She canceled. Supposed to come to Napa the year before that. She canceled. Ronnie, when are you coming out west? Pedro wants to see you again. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking MMA, of course, and boxing with boxing's preeminent cut man. When I say cut man, he stops people from bleeding. That's what he does. Bottom line is we're going to ask shit about some different fighters. Oh, first of all, let's get into the CBD thing. I was talking about this a little bit earlier in the show. Of course, you know I'm a weed guy. I've been smoking weed most of my life. And when I got hurt in 1985 and got really hurt and fell 40 feet through that roof, weed was better than the pills that the police department was trying to give me, okay? So I've been smoking weed for a long time. And then CBDs came along, and I said to myself, yeah, let's just give this a try. So I started taking the drops in, I guess, about in May. And then about 3 weeks after taking the drops, I started vaping these CBDs. And you're not going to believe this, man, but I'm running 4 to 5 miles 5 times a week now. And I couldn't run like that before. And I'm doing pull-ups. I'm doing sets of 100, sets of 10. I'm doing about 100 pull-ups every other day. So, I mean, this is all stuff I don't think I could have done before. And I went to see my doctor, Stitch, and she says to me, he says to me, you know, your vision's getting better. I mean, what do you mean my vision's getting better? In other words, he goes, yeah, he goes, I'm cutting your prescription back from this to that. And I'm saying to myself, well, what have I done in the last 8 to 10 months, the last year since I saw him, the last time it's been any different? And it's been the CBD. So that's the non-psychoactive ingredient in the marijuana plant. Have you had any work with that at all?
Pedro, I got some major, major stuff to tell you about that. But first, let me kind of reverse. Let's get the grounding pound. One thing I was going to mention, you know, the safety factor of the fighters. And they found me when he started the bare knuckle fight. He has one rule that I think is great that MMA should use. But when a referee sees the fighter, because they get cut, whether it's bleeding and all that, they'll stop the fight during the – they'll stop the fight. And they'll bring in to me the cut man and the doctor, and we're side by side. I have 30 seconds to work on the guy and to see if the – you know, if I could control the cuts and if he could continue, and the doctor makes the evaluation if he can continue or not. I think MMA needs to do the same thing. So anyway, CBD. Yes, I'm a strong believer in CBD. My wife uses it for her knees. You know, I think it's tremendous. But I've teamed up with CBD Science out of Los Angeles, and they created a cream for cuts, the healing agents of cuts, and has some ingredients in there that is working tremendous. So what we've been doing as a proof source, we've been using it with the bare knuckle fighters because they, you know, they get cut. And so I've taken a picture as soon as they get sewn up. I give them the cream, and then every week they send me a photo of update of what's working out. But it works, brother, you know, and I think, you know, more people need to get involved and understand the healing processes of CBD, whether it's neurological, whether it's physical or anything. But the shit works, bro.
Yeah, 40 years ago, not 40 years ago, but when I fell through that roof and when I was a policeman in 1985, the police department, they said to me, you know, we are a half a point short on the pension, and here's what's up. We'll give you a lifetime prescription of Vicodins. That's basically what I walked. That's what I walked away from the police department with, a lifetime supply of not even medical care, just Vicodins. So I never took a one. I did the marijuana route, and I think that I'm better because of it. Because, listen, so many of my friends, and I'm not going to dog them or mention them, and I'll even mention my mother and my uncle. Both these, they all got hooked on these drugs that their doctors were giving them. And I mean, they turned into fiends. I mean, I was a cop. I was a narc at one point in time. I'm looking at my mother going through like Vicodin withdrawals. I mean, it just wasn't cool. So anyway, I wish that CBDs were around back when mom was around, because I think I could have got her to take it. Anyway, before I get emotional here, let's go to, I want to bring up Chris Cyborg Santos. And the reason why I bring her up is she was the most dominant fighter in all of mixed martial arts, may it female or female. There's no doubt about it. She was like the queen. I mean, she was knocking everybody out until, she ran into Amanda Nunes, and she got knocked out. And, of course, they trained her. They changed her training camp that week because of the John Jones suspension in Nevada, and she had to, like, lose weight in a car driving back to L.A. Do you think that had an effect on her?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I've always said that you can be in anything, but you can't beat time in – you know, the evolution, and that's a good point, because the evolution of MMA has turned dramatically. I remember when Matt Hughes fought Hoyce Gracie. Mm. Hoyce Gracie was the original guys of the original MMA. Matt Hughes was a step above in the learning process, mm-hmm. and he just whooped the crap out of him. Going forward now, I've seen the new generation outdo the old generation, and I think that might just be what's going on there. But taking that away from Amanda Nunes, she has some good skills.
Oh, no doubt about it. But here's what I'm leading to. The UFC, instead of making that rematch, I mean, Cyborg wants the rematch, okay? Amanda Nunes wants the rematch. Instead of Dana White making the rematch, he cons Chris Cyborg Santos into taking a fight with Felicia Spencer. And, of course, she ends up beating Felicia Spencer on a unanimous nod across the board. But the bottom line is, then after that, that was her last fight on the contract, so Dana cuts her. I mean, if that doesn't... Reek of illegality being illegal, nothing does. In other words, look, you take this fight. I can't get you the rematch right now, the million dollar rematch. I can't get it for you right now.
Yeah.
But if you take this little fight, if you take this fight with Stitch Duran instead of Amanda Nunes, we'll talk after we'll get you the fight after we sign a new contract. And then they cut her. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture.
Wow, there's many, many stories like that have transpired with Dana White, and I'm one of them, you know, so I understand, you know, for them, you know, and I was talking about it before, when I first started with the UFC, everybody was on a name-by-name basis, and I understand corporate America, because I work for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company for 23 years, so I understand the system, but, you know, it turned out to, like every other major company, you lose the names, and you go into figures, and figures are usually numbers that equate into dollars. And that's what's happening with the UFC now, is that, you know, they took all the personalities away. They took the names away, even though these people helped create and make what the UFC is today, and throw them aside.
Okay.
It's nothing new, Pedro.
Yeah. It's pimping. In my mind, it's pimping. I mean, it just is. I mean, here's what's up. I'm going to go out and win a fight in which people have paid $11 million to come to see. Okay, and you know the Garden isn't like charging them to come in there. The Garden's saying, "Hey, we want to make the money." So anyway, so the charge, they get some money from the Garden for a site fee. They make $11 million as far as the live gate's concerned. God knows what they made on pay per view and else around the world. And the guy got $500,000 plus a $50,000 bonus. I mean, and Dana White gets up, we gave him a $50,000 bonus. You know what? They are really lucky they don't have me at those press conferences. I listen to these press conferences. What a bunch of wussies. None of these guys want to ask Dana White any pertinent questions. They're all kissing his ass.
You know, that's a great point, and because I've seen it. I've seen the press conferences where you have selected few that answer questions, and I know with Conor McGregor, you know, some brought up the allegations of him, you know, abusing women, and Dana put a stop to it right off the bat, you know, so it's control media, bro.
No doubt about that. Let's talk about I think he's an incredible athlete. In fact, I think he's gone to school and he's gotten better. Francis Ngannou. I mean, he's a monster. He's taking on some guy by the name of Jasrento Rozenek, and he's got a great kickboxing record, like almost 70 fights. So it looks like these guys are going to do a heavyweight match March the 28th at Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio, home of Buster Douglas. But you've seen this guy. Is he that hard of a puncher with a 4-ounce glove that nobody can stop him?
instead of art, I'm gonna be honest. I've never seen a row. Outside of just read, I've just seen reading about him. But what the press is saying is that he has a shot that's like a cannon. But I've never seen him. Since I left the UFC, I kind of lost interest in watching these fights, and I got too many other things going on. But if you say he could punch, listen, I'll take your word for it.
I've never seen anybody punch like that in my. I'm honest to God. I'm like, whoa. And I heard Ernie Shavers on the phone. I think and Ali and Larry Holmes and a couple other guys told me that Ernie Shavers was the hardest hitter of all time. I've had Ernie on the show, but. I don't know. I think that this new athlete being, 25, 30 pounds bigger than the athlete of 25 and 30 years ago, as far as heavyweights are concerned, the added muscle mass, the nutrition, the advanced training, we may have had better fighters back then, but I think we got better athletes now.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier with Cyborg. The evolution of this game is getting bigger and bigger and better, and it's getting more international. So I remember when I first started with the UFC, the only Latinos that were involved were me, Tito Ortiz, and Rico Rodriguez. And now you look at the fan base, and there's a lot of Latinos that have come on board, plus, from all over the world. So the game is changing big time, and the athletes are getting better and better.
Speaking of Latinos, we have plenty, and we have many, many Latinos in the tech world here in San Francisco. You know what they're doing?
No.
Cleaning up as janitors. Pretty cold, man. And I'm telling you, the tech field here is, listen, they've come into the city and they've raped it. I mean, they've raped it. They went into the Mission District and they turned it into their own district. You got people laying in the streets. And I'm telling you, Stitch, you wouldn't believe San Francisco. Every corner, there's somebody screaming. I mean, every corner in the city, there's somebody deranged. There's somebody screaming. There's some guy camped out in front of your house. I mean, if you live on Guerrero Street, there's a place on Guerrero Street where there's four houses in a row where people decide to sleep on your doors, on your porch each night. So these people are now building gates so people can't sleep on their porches. It's just gotten out of hand. And I just don't, I really don't know if we're ever going to get around this now. I think we've seen dividing of the classes even more and more and more. The poor are getting poorer, the rich are getting richer, and the middle class, they're just sitting there watching.
Yeah, it's funny because I was looking at a segment on Los Angeles on the same thing on the homeless. And, my wife were talking about, these people are camping out next to businesses, where the doors are at.
Yeah.
I understand. It's a cruel world, bro.
It's a cruel world. No doubt about it. So what's your next assignment? What are you doing these days?
Tyson Fury, man. I got a call that they wanted me to work with Tyson Fury, so I met him. Well, before that, I got bare knuckle fights on the 15th, and then the 22nd, I'll be working with Tyson Fury. So I'm real stoked. I met him last Tuesday, and right off the bat, he put his hand out and says, "Welcome to the team," and he even put a nice tweet out that I'd be working with him. So I'll be working with him on the 22nd, then Jesse Vargas when he fights Mikey Garcia. On the 29th in Chicago. Okay. So, been staying busy. I just got back Friday night. I did the zone fights with these YouTubers. Mm-hmm. And then I worked the main fight with this Irish kid, Keller, that his cut man couldn't make it. So, had a good week, man. It's been good. It's been fun.
And how's the wife?
She's great, man. That's one of the things is I tell people is you got to have a good family to support you. And, my wife and my kids, when I made the move from the Bay Area to Las Vegas, I took a corporate discount or transfer, but I took a $25,000 cut in pay. And my wife was with me 100%. She still is.
I'll give you a little scoop on R.J. Reynolds. When the government fined them billions and billions of dollars several years ago, Marty Salmon told me, buy R.J. Reynolds stock right now when it was at its low, right? And it's went up like 250%. So God bless Marty Salmon. And God bless you and the family, Stitch. It's always a pleasure when you spend some time with us on the radio. And again, I thank you for your time, my brother.
Anytime, brother. It's always a pleasure, man.
The great Jacob Stitch Duran, folks, the most preeminent cut man in the world of mixed martial arts right now. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
But I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
You are live for you. Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, close to 500,000 people listen to us weekly, and of course, I'm glad that you're part of that 500,000 group. Straight up, if you are new to the Ring Talk family, let me welcome you, to the clan. We've been here 35, make that 36-plus years now, and I welcome you to the family. Of course, those of you that have been around like Ron Wong since day one, what can I say, man? We're still rocking and rolling 36 years later. So, I thank you so much for your participation in listening to the show because, you know, there's a million things you can be doing right now, but the fact that you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The boxing schedule. How about the 6th of February on DAZN, baby? There's Sandoval versus Tobogan. They're going to fight at 115 pounds. Of course, Saturday the 8th, DAZN comes back with Kell Brook, the former welterweight champion. Of course, he stepped up to fight Gennady Golovkin and got his face broken in about three spots. It destroyed him as a fighter, but he's coming back against Mark DeLuca. These guys will fight at 154. Also on the same card, Kid Galahad and Claudio Moreno. They're going to hook it up for the IBF a featherweight eliminator, 126 pounds. And, of course, Saturday, February, is Showtime coming back with the guy I really don't want to see no more. Why don't you just go away? I'm talking about Gary Russell Jr. Yeah, he's undefeated. Yeah, he can fight a little bit. He's a good boxer, no doubt about that. But the guy fights, like, as often as, you know, I get a cold. And I don't get calls too often, like maybe once a year. So what I'm trying to tell you is he needs to step up his activity. But he's taking on a guy whose name I'm not even going to attempt. That's for the WBC featherweight title. On the same bill, the Cuban. I'm talking about Guillermo Rigondeaux, of course, two-time world amateur champion, former world champion as a professional, taking on Liberio Solos. Also on Saturday, February 8th, a Facebook card coming to Evan Holyfield. That's right, Evander Holyfield's kid taking on Travis Nero in a super welterweight bout. That'll be on Facebook and YouTube Saturday, February 8th. The UFC comes back next week. Of course, they're rocking and rolling with John Jones and Dominic Reyes for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Executive producer Scott Cuddy. My name is Pedro Fernandez. And again, a million thanks for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running show in combat sports history.